We are back here on Regional Radio. We're speaking with Jackson Schrum, a former Farmington soccer player who now plays for Jefferson College. He's coming off of a successful freshman season that saw him start 12 of 16 games. And he was a big part of the lineup. He's looking to be a big part of the lineup, an even bigger part in his sophomore season as that's coming up. Well, Jackson, as we bring you on now, how did that freshman year go for you? Seems like a lot of ups, and you were in the lineup a lot, playing a lot as a freshman on a really good team. How'd that go for you?
It was great. I think I started about 12 games, and it was good to really just get in there like my freshman season and play a lot of minutes with a lot of like older players as well. So it was good to learn a lot then.
Yeah, were you expecting to play that much as a freshman?
I didn't really know what to expect going into it. I knew going into the team there was going to be a lot of like foreign players, and so that was a little bit intimidating at first. So I wasn't expecting a whole lot in my freshman season, but I played a lot, and I think I proved a lot.
Yeah, and you guys had an 11-5 season. What was the teammate chemistry like? I imagine it had to be pretty high.
Actually, it wasn't. Our coach, Coach Brock, he's new to the program too, so he just brought in like almost a whole new roster. I think there's only two players that were still from Jeffco this past season. So it was like 26 new players into the team, I think. So it wasn't too high at the beginning, but we really got to know each other a lot, and it ended up being pretty good.
Yeah. And you told me you were a defensive mid player this past season. How did you kind of fit into the scheme? What kind of scheme were you guys running?
We were playing in a 4-3-3, and I kind of just sat back and mainly defended a lot. When I first got there, my coach told me he really liked my height. And that is a good thing for a defensive midfielder to be pretty tall. I mean, you win a lot of headers, and yeah, it was pretty nice, honestly.
And just looking forward now, as you're coming off of a fantastic season for you, what is something that you're looking to improve to get you to the point that you want to be?
Honestly, I just want to get stronger and get bigger. That's like I think the only place where I really lack this season, because going into like playing collegiate sports, it's obviously a lot more physical, so. Yeah, getting bigger is something that I think would really help my game a lot.
Yeah, has that been something that you've been focused on this offseason ever since the season ended?
Yeah, it definitely has.
And how have you kind of been working towards that goal then?
I've just been going to the gym, working out a lot, trying to eat right, get a lot of protein in.
Makes sense there. And, you know, as you look back a little bit, obviously people from the area recognize your name through various ways, whether it's by playing for Jefferson College, but also playing for the Farmington soccer team. When you look back at your high school career, how do you think that impacted you as far as your growth and reaching this point that you have now?
I think when I came to Farmington, I think playing for Coach Adi really helped me develop my game. He let me see the game from different perspectives. He taught me a lot, too. So, yeah, just Coach Adi.
Do you guys still keep in contact as far as, you know, just how things are going at Jefferson?
Yeah, sometimes we do. Sometimes we'll text, and like every time we see each other, he'll always ask me how I'm doing, how's it going, so... Yeah, we do keep in touch.
Yeah, when did you commit to Jefferson College when you were in Farmington?
It was late my senior year. It was real late my senior year. I can't remember exactly when, but yeah, Coach Adi gave Coach Brock my number, and he just texted me and asked me to come up for a camp one time. And I came up, and he said he really liked me, so then I committed.
Sounds like Coach Adi Rica, as you were referring to, he was pretty helpful in that process.
Yeah, he definitely was. Yeah.
And as far as, you know, just looking, we already talked about some things that you're looking to improve on as far as individually for the season upcoming here at Jefferson College. When you look at the team, though, what do you think are some things, and you guys had a good record last year, you were 11-5, but as far as just the team is concerned, how do you guys think you can improve in that way?
I think we're almost already ready, like preparing for this next season. The starting lineup looks to be like almost the same. We all, like, after playing this first season together, we built so much chemistry. Like, it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And we're all really close just as, like, friends, too. So that always helps. But, yeah, I think this next season is going to be great with the guys we already have and the guys we're bringing in, too.
Sounds like you didn't lose a whole lot then from last year's team. Is that right?
Yeah, we did lose quite a few players. But for, like, most of the players that played a whole lot, like, they're still there. So
sounds like a good situation then for you guys. What are some goals, maybe some realistic goals that you've kind of set, that your team's kind of set for this upcoming year?
Obviously winning nationals, but I think the ultimate goal is win every game, and then obviously try and qualify for nationals. That's the ultimate goal, definitely.
Awesome, man. Any final thoughts about how Farmington kind of impacted your career, just as far as, you know, growing up around, you mentioned Coach Reek, he really helped you out, and maybe just some of your former teammates and how your seasons unfolded?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Playing with Bryce Sontagraw, he's coming to Jeffco as well. I mean, he definitely helped me develop my game, playing with someone like that high of a caliber. And just like growing up around the area, getting coached by different people, Bryce's dad too. He really helped me develop my game as well.
Awesome, man. Well, sounds good. Hey, we appreciate the time, and we're looking forward to seeing what you guys do over there at Jefferson College this upcoming season.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And that was current Jefferson College soccer player Jackson Shrum, a former Farmington Knight. And we'll be back with more on Regional Radio.